I'm Melissa Harris-Perry. Thanks for sticking with us on The Takeaway. With just under 16,000 residents, Uvalde, Texas is a small town. The kind with the adorable small town vibe holiday movies are made of.
We have ice skating that's brought to you by the Chamber of Commerce and various businesses in the area. We have horse-drawn carriage rides. Santa is free. Ice skating is free. We did, the Chamber of Commerce is asking that you bring a canned food because we want to help those less fortunate. But everything is all good for the kids and all family-friendly.
This is what was bringing Uvalde together just 5 months ago. The annual Christmas at the Crossroads. And planning is already well underway for the annual Uvalde Honey Fest, scheduled for June 10th and 11th. Live music, a 5K fun run, and a kids' breakfast are all on the agenda. Or were on the agenda. Because maybe the Honey Fest will still go on, but it's hard to imagine how the run can be fun, and hard to fathom how you can even lift your fork at a kids' breakfast where 19 little faces are missing. Lost, stolen, and snatched by unthinkable violence. To help us better understand this community, we're joined now by Texas State Senator Roland Gutierrez. State Senator Gutierrez represents Texas' 19th district, which includes the Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District and Robb Elementary School. Welcome to The Takeaway, Senator Gutierrez.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I have a second grader. And I know you have two daughters. I wonder if it was hard to send them to school today.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it doesn't get lost on me, you know, and it shouldn't on any parent and or any rational person in the United States that you shouldn't send your child off to school on any given day and not expect to see them come back home. I can't imagine what these parents were feeling as they came out of the center, as each one found out, just wailing and completely out of control, as any parent would be. It's astounding to me that we're still talking about this and dealing with this in our country. We're supposed to fix things.
Is this fixable? I mean, we're just 10 days from the shooting in Buffalo, and New York State and Texas have very different gun laws. Is it about gun laws? Is there something fixable here?
We've done a very poor job on mental health in the state, on funding for mental health. We've done a very poor job of identifying these things. But I think that there are federal fixes. I think that there are state fixes. On the federal side, I mean, it's in the Senate, needs to fix the filibuster. This is unconscionable to do nothing. I don't know if we can go back and patch this up and repair it, but certainly to have a young man that's 18 years old just walk into a store on his 18th birthday a few days back and go to a brick-and-mortar facility and legally buy two of these rifles, there should have been some kind of red flag, some kind of issue that would have been raised to determine whether perhaps we need to hold off on this. And so there's a lot of fixes along the way that could be had, but nobody has the fortitude to do it.
Uvalde calls itself a town at the crossroads because they're literally the two highways, right, that cross at that place. And I've been thinking about it over and over again, this idea that this place is at the crossroads, that it's La Frontera, near the border. Is Uvalde our crossroads? Is it the turning point? Is it possible that we can find some way to do something here?
I certainly wish it were. But I fear that in 2 or 3 days and 4 days, when the media cycle is done with this, this country will move on to some other issue that is far less important than the one that we need to fix. In our state, we have a governor who's fixated on a border crisis that he contends. So I'd like to say that this was our crossroads, that this is our the light bulb that flashes before us, and we say, hey, we really got to get something done in a bipartisan manner at the state level, at the federal level. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know if we're ever going to be able to get Republicans to stand up to the NRA and say enough is enough, because they control the House and the Senate in Texas.
What can you and other lawmakers do to ensure that school children in Texas have access to the kinds of mental health supportive services they need in the wake of this tragedy?
No, that's the primary reason I went yesterday. I mean, you don't want to confound a community by just being out there. My initial reason for going out yesterday is to see my constituents, because my district is so vast. It starts in San Antonio, Texas, and it goes, you know, 400 or 500 miles out to West Texas, smack dab in the middle is Uvalde. And so it's a pretty good trek. And so, you know, the reason for me going out there was to talk about not just the, you know, we always talk about the mental health side when it comes to these shooters, but the mental health as it relates to the families and the victims and the children and the survivors. Our state still has professional consultants, psychological consultants in Sutherland Springs, which is about 40 miles from my house, where we had that shooting some 2 years ago. And so we're still reeling from those effects. These communities don't just fix themselves overnight. The news cycle might end, but we'll still be dealing with this in this community for years and years to come.
Is there a way that media can be useful to communities in this moment?
I think at some point, you know, the media has this kind of a position of neutrality, or they're reporting the news, and I understand that. But I think that more people like Steve Kerr and others need to stand up and say, this is enough. You know, Matthew McConaughey, he's from Uvalde. He was raised in Uvalde. People need to stand up and say, we must do something. Look, I'm a hunter. I own guns. I don't need an AR-15 to go deer hunting or bird hunting. I don't need these types of weapons. These are militarized weapons that our military uses in the field of battle. We don't need them on our streets anymore. We never did. To these weapons manufacturers, they're never going to stand up to the plate and do what they're supposed to do. Number one, stop the manufacture of these products. And number two, right now, they should create a fund, all of them, for the victims of these families. All of them should stand up right now and create a fund. And there's not an amount of money that's ever going to return a child back. But by God, they should do something. These greedy sons of bitches, they need to do something. I'm sorry.
No. State Senator Roland Gutierrez, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.